Welcome to the First Hand Organ Removal Podcast, where we believe you. I'm your host, Deuce Houston. Fortunately, my co-host, Stacy's mom, is out sick today. But today we're going to you with a very special guest. A recently hospitalized Channel WAC 9 reporter, Acid Bath. He is the most recent victim of the Replacer. We first learned of Mr. Acid Bath through a flood of police activity around the Waldorf Astoria, where he was caught completely unaware and placed into a bathtub full of ice. Thank you for joining us today, Mr. Acid Bath. First question, of course, is, are you okay?
Yeah, thank you for having me, Deuce. But actually, my name is pronounced Acid Bathe. But I'm just having a terrible weekend, so why not also get my name wrong on the radio here? We are talking on the radio, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Podcasting is totally just like radio. So, Mr. Acid Bath, which organ did the Replacer take from you?
Well, first off, I think we need to talk about the Replacer, a malevolent entity out there that I've been aware of for quite some time, and that the lamestream media does not want us to know about. And I believe that this was more than just a organ being taken out in the middle of the night while I was sleeping. This person, this beast, this entity replaced one of my organs. I believe now that I have three kidneys, and that this presence now inside me is going to eventually lead to some sort of mind control initiated by the Replacer. I'm not sure who he is working for. Could be a Mexican drug cartel. It could be the lizard people that are controlling our world's governments. You know, it's right now, the mind is clogged and foggy. I have talked to the police. The authorities do not believe my story. They have minimized the trauma that I have been through. There are no suture marks, no scarring, but I am convinced that something happened over the night. Something was added inside of me, and I believe the Replacer is responsible.
Wow, Mr. Acid Bath, that is an amazing story. Now, I know your detractors are going to say, no scars, no police involvement, now that they won't believe you, but is it possible that this was a surgery gone wrong? Did you have like a drug reaction? What could have possibly led to you believing the Replacer had actually attacked you?
Well, I went to bed with my normal milk and cookies, woke up feeling unlike I had ever felt before, extreme pain in my lower back. And I believe that this Replacer is operating off of some sort of alien technology, something beyond the understanding of our greatest medical minds. And that something like this could be done very easily. Maybe it was magic. Maybe it was something similar to a key massage where certain energy was focused on that area and an organ was just pulled out of my body and then replaced with something better. All I know is that I woke up feeling very bad, and that no amount of coffee could get me out of the funk that I felt this morning.
That is a horrible experience. The amount of ice in that bathtub must have been impressive. How much ice was in there?
Yeah, it was filled to the brim. And I think that that's part of how the Replacer works. That this is the submerging, numbing the body is a piece of how this process goes. And it just made it that much worse to wake up being completely numb and burned from skin exposure to this ice.
Amazing story. Amazing story. What warnings do you have for our listeners, Mr. Acid Bath, about the Replacer?
Very little information is known about this man. I wish I could have had a chance to talk to him before this happened, to ask him his reasoning why I was chosen. I would encourage people to maybe think twice before they go into any areas where they're not familiar with. I right now have triple locks, bolts on all my doors, but who knows, that may not even keep somebody like the Replacer away.
Amazing. Amazing. I cannot believe this crime actually happened to you, Mr. Acid Bath, and thank you for sharing that tale.
Well, thank you, Deuce. It's nice to find somewhere where I am believed and not ridiculed. I'm trying to speak the truth and few people are listening.
Could this crime have actually happened to Mr. Acid Bath? Ancient astronaut theorists say yes. If you believe you have been a victim of the Replacer, please email us at sweethappynest@firsthandorganremovalpodcast.com. And remember, on this podcast, we believe you. I am your host, Deuce Houston. Until next time.